little better. You know, it's progressing. Not fast enough, but progressing.
Just getting back out there like yesterday, what did that mean to you?
Well, it's another step in the right direction. I think my whole goal is to really get out there, see how I feel, what I could do, and definitely not set myself back any more than I already have. So that's really what it's all about. It's a process.
Champ, last time you came back and then went out again, were you back all the way? It just happened to be the same thing that happened and it could have been prevented, or just sometimes this stuff happens?
I'm not sure if I could have prevented it or not. I think the only way to prevent is not go out there, and I can't imagine that happening. I know when I feel good again, I'm going to do everything I can to get out there. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You just got to hope and pray it doesn't happen again.
Does being out there mean that there's any chance you're play on Sunday, or how would you regard those chances?
Well, I'm definitely not sure I'll play this week, but, you know, I just want to get some days in and try to fill it out and see where I am.
Emotionally for you guys, seeing Peyton back and active, just seeing him, what does that do for this team?
Well, you always want to see your quarterback out there healthy. And I mean, nobody's really healthy right now, but, you know, you mess around with your feet and your ankles. I mean, I know firsthand how that could be. And, you know, he practiced well today, and I look forward to seeing him on Sunday.
Can you remember a more interesting game, especially at this point in the season, that's coming up this weekend?
Not since 08, and that was between 2-8-8 teams, so... You know, that was a long time ago, and, you know, our division's kind of been down as far as records go, but now we have two of the top teams going against each other. Yes, it's definitely a lot of anticipation there.
Jim Clinton has accepted a different role here than he had in San Diego. What has Jim meant to
you? You know, he's been great because, he's a good vet, and one thing you don't want to do is put a bad vet in your locker room, and he's been great from day one. You know, he's approachable. You talk to him about anything, and he works hard. So he's a good example for a lot of young guys on our team.
Have you seen Andy a lot over the years? Is he running the Eagles offense in Kansas City, or is it something different?
Say that one more time.
You've seen Andy Reid over the years. Is he running what he ran in Philly, or do you see something different?
Well, there's some similarities there, but I think the talent's different. You know, he has different players to deal with. But, you know, I think he's doing a lot of similar things that he did in Philly. But, you know, I don't think he ever had a running back as good as Jamaal Charles. So.
Do you think the Chiefs can score enough to keep up with your offense?
Yeah, of course they can. You know, we're not going to let them do it, hopefully. You know, but they're definitely capable of doing that. They got some talent on offense.
Do you think your perspective changed as you've been in the league longer to kind of see the bigger picture of the season, and you say, you know, I'm not sure if I'll be out there on Sunday, even though it is a big game, you kind of see the bigger picture of looking down the road towards the end of the season, the playoffs, when they might need you even more?
I try not to approach it that way. I try to play when I'm healthy, and if I'm not, try to do whatever I can to get back as soon as possible. And that's the way I'm going to approach it, whether it's year 2 or year 15 like I am now. So, I mean, that's the only approach that it takes to get back out there. Well, it's, yeah, more dangerous because he gets him the ball in space a lot more, and, you know, he's using him a lot, you know, and I mean, he's that leading receiver and rusher, so that says enough right there.
If a really good defense meets a really good offense, the advantage goes to?
Well, the NFL definitely made it hard for a really good defense in this league, but, you know, it's, you have to play the game to find that out. And, I mean, it could go either way. We know what kind of defense they have, and we know what kind of offense we have. So it can go either way. We just got to go out there and execute.
Does it become a pride thing for your defense, who's given up 26 points a game, to say, well, they may have the number one defense, but we were ranked pretty high last year and have some Pro Bowl players over here too?
Well, we don't play against their defense. You know, we play against the offense. So that's what we're going to watch tape on and try to defend that. And, you know, it's – their defense is their defense. We don't have to worry about that.
From your vantage point, is the Broncos defense a lot closer to being a really good defense now that's had Vaughn and Wood together for a couple weeks?
We're moving in that direction. I think we definitely made some strides last week, and we just got to keep getting better every week. You know, we played great all year, but stunk it up in the playoffs. So the regular season doesn't matter if you get to the tournament and not full speed and playing your best football.
Champ, what stands out about the Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver corps?
Say again?
The wide receiver corps in Kansas City?
Well, Bo has been, you know, he's been there forever, and I've definitely had my matchups against him over the years. So, I mean, he's hands down one of the best in the game. So, yeah, I mean, throughout, I mean, Alex Smith has done a good job of hitting them when they're open and not taking too many chances. So that's why the catches are not up, as, you know, as our receivers are. But at the same time, they're dangerous. And if you don't pay attention to them, they'll make you look bad.